We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 49 degrees. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has released a letter summarizing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Fox's Jillian Turner has details.
Attorney General Bill Barr answering the million-dollar question that's plagued the Trump administration and the nation for 2 years now. Was there collusion? His answer today, direct and unequivocal. Barr finds the special counsel's investigation did not find the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Next up on Barr's docket, the question of whether the president obstructed justice. His answer, again, unambiguous. He writes, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and I have concluded the evidence developed during the special counsel's investigation is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. Bob Mueller, though, wasn't nearly as direct in his findings.
Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee Jerry Nadler says Congress will ask Attorney General Barr to testify before the House Judiciary Committee and release the full and complete report. Low pay, challenging work, and years of declining state funding have made it difficult to hire and keep qualified social workers in Kansas.
Making matters worse, advocates say, is the state's unusually high certification and work experience requirements. The Kansas Senate approved legislation last month that would bring Kansas closer to requirements found in other states. It now awaits a vote from the House of Representatives. Kansas currently requires aspiring licensed clinical social workers to pay for 4,000 hours of supervised experience with clients. The proposed bill would reduce that to 3,000 hours, along with other changes. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran appeared on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night here on KNSS. Senator Moran gave his view of a U.S. president's ability to sign emergency declarations.
I've had trouble with this issue, concern with this, that an emergency declaration would then allow a president to spend money that Congress hasn't appropriated. The law says that that opportunity exists, but in my view, that law is unconstitutional. And it is something that needs to be dramatically changed.
The John Whitmer Show is heard Sunday nights at 7 on KNSS. Gasoline prices have been rising over the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices rose again, even more than in the prior period. This is a 16 cents per gallon jump over the past 2 weeks to an average price of $2.66. And it's been a 35 cents per gallon climb over 10 weeks.
San Francisco had the highest gas rate at $3.48 for a gallon of regular. Both Salt Lake City and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, had the lowest rates, or lowest prices, that is, at $2.29 per gallon. Rainstorms expected later this week could lead to another crest along the Missouri River and its tributaries, just as residents are cleaning up from this spring's flooding. National Weather Service hydrologist Kevin Lowe says more than an inch of rain is expected to fall in Nebraska and Iowa later this week. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve. At 10 in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock here on a Monday.
Conditions in traffic out there looking pretty good this morning. The gasoline prices maybe went down a little bit over the weekend. Didn't really change much over the weekend. I'm still seeing an average around $2.44 a gallon. I did spot a lower price, $2.42. Saw that at 55th Street South in Broadway. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast here on a Monday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly cloudy and cool this morning in Wichita and South Central Kansas. Today's high 56. Cloudy again tonight, Tarlo 39. And we finally may see clouds move on off to the east on Tuesday. Sunny tomorrow with a high 62. Windy and 72 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 49 degrees. We've got a north wind at 13 miles per hour. Steve, 10 in the morning on a Monday, another beautiful day across central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature was 65 degrees yesterday. Normal high for the date, 61. March 25th, on this date in 2006 in Los Angeles, 500,000 people marched to protest federal legislation to make illegal immigration a felony and build more walls along the border. That was in 2006.
A while back.
A Florida suburb is being plagued by thousands of poisonous toads. Experts say the amphibians are buffo toads, also known as cane toads.
Okay.
Residents in the infested Palm Beach Gardens neighborhood worry toxins secreted by the toads will harm their pets and children. News stations broadcast images of the small toads clogging pool filters, hopping en masse across driveways and sidewalks, and lurking in landscape lawns. Mark Holliday of the pest removal service Toad Busters says recent rains coupled with warm temperatures sent the amphibians into a breeding cycle. Holliday said even more toads are likely to spread throughout South Florida in the coming weeks.
Wow. Florida with a toad problem.
The poisonous toad problem in Florida. What did he say they're known as? Cane toads or buffo toads.
Wow.
And we think we have problems here with possums and coyotes.
Hey, at least we don't have those poisonous frogs.
Poisonous toads. And they called, who are you going to call? Toad Busters. What else? 6:12 now, Steve and Ted. And no winning, no ticket matched all six numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. So Wednesday's jackpot is going to be up to $750 million or more. The fourth largest jackpot in U.S. history. No one has won the Powerball jackpot since the day after Christmas. Apparently, the odds are just too far.
Astronomical now.
24 drawings since then have failed to produce a winner. Well, it's about time for us to, maybe for me to kick in and go and buy a lottery ticket.
But now your odds are worse than ever.
Powerball.
You should have bought one after Christmas.
Yeah. Well, the jackpot's bigger, though. I could go for $750 million. I'd figure out a way to spend that somehow. I'm not sure what it would be, but hey, we had quite a weekend in Wichita. We had a news story about it coming up here in a minute.
Good, great marathon. Wow.
Marathon across downtown Wichita. What's the name of it? Chisholm Trail?
Chisholm Trail Marathon.
First annual?
Yep. First time.
Apparently they had hundreds of people down there going for a run. I didn't go because I've never run a marathon. That's 26.2 miles.
Too much for you?
That's too much for me. I mean, I get bored after 75 feet.
What's the longest you have ever run?
10 miles.
Okay.
I used to do that frequently, like three or four times a week. I don't have time for it anymore. There was a time when I did, but I don't have time for it anymore.
So you could do one of those half marathons.
I probably could, but I haven't. It's 6:13, Steve and Ted, and what was I going to talk about today? Oh, I have a birthday today. Do you have any birthdays?
No, I don't have any birthdays today. What do you got?
You got one. St. Shelley's having a birthday today.
Hey, now.
How about that? So, I got her a nice card.
Monday birthday.
I got her a coloring book at Barnes & Noble with Bible verses in it.
Very nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend a lot of money, but she really enjoyed that. She thought that was a great present.
You've already given it to her?
Yeah. I'm not there this morning to be there with her, so, you know, and I didn't want to wait till this afternoon. I wanted to enjoy her birthday all day long, so I gave this to her yesterday. We went out and had a little meal at a local restaurant, and that's about it for that. Got a cake for her that we'll enjoy later. But she enjoys her birthdays. She has a good time.
Very nice.
Shelly's having a birthday.
I guess I did have a birthday yesterday. Our friend, TV sportscaster Leon Liebel, celebrating a birthday yesterday.
Leon Liebel. Yeah, how's Leon doing?
What's he up to
these days?
Saw him a
days?
Couple weeks ago.
He just, Leon's from, where's he from? Dodge City?
Yeah.
Yeah, every time we get around Leon, he's got some story to tell me about Dodge City, because I lived in Dodge City for a time. And I'll just a few months, and I'll just mention a name. How about old so-and-so? Oh, yeah, I know him. You know,
Leon is a Stephen Ted listener and a font of knowledge about Western Kansas.
Oh, yeah, and then some of the fine cities around there.
Yes.
Yeah, like Cimarron.
He'll get you anything you want to know about Spearville.
Spearville, just up the road there at Spearville, yeah.
Leon will help
Leon's,
you out.
Leon's in the know on that. Of course, he did sports for several years here in Wichita on TV, and he's
still
a good guy.
Once in a while, you see him on Cake.
You know, yeah. He's a fun guy. I haven't been around him as much as you have. You guys are pretty good buddies, but we did take a trip to Kansas City, several of us. I mean, how many years ago was that?
That was quite a while ago, yeah.
10 years ago now?
Something like that.
And Leon was along, and you get set, have a little chat with him and had to listen to him. He was a fun guy. Fun to be around. And Leon Liebel from Dodge City, Kansas. Huh?
All right, good birthdays to start out the week.
Good birthdays. Now, we're going to talk about sports here in just a minute. What else we got going on this past weekend, huh? The weather was nice, I would say that, and it looks like we're going to have a nice week ahead. Maybe some rain showers later in the week.
Okay.
We will keep you posted on that. Okay, so no winning ticket in Powerball. It's going to be up to about $750 million at midweek. I think I'm going to buy a ticket just for fun. You never know. $750 million, they'd let me take home, about $22 million out of that? it's
pretty much what it seems like.
The payoff never seems to be as big. All right, let's get going here at 6:17, Steve and Ted. You want to do some sports this morning? Time for leadoff sports with Ted Woodward. You got some basketball to talk about. Hey, before we get started, first day of baseball is this week sometime, right?
The Royals open up Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah.
It's a little earlier this year, isn't it? A couple days?
Yeah, season seems to creep a little earlier than
the opening
every
game
year.
In Japan again this year or something?
Yeah, they've already opened up in Japan.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Not the Royals, but Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah, they seem to creep a little earlier in the calendar and a little later in the calendar as well.
Well, now we can watch college basketball, Major League Baseball, pro basketball.
Pro hockey. Yeah.
But like six sports going on.
Yeah, it's all going on right now.
All right.
Everything except football right now. Coach, of course, you've got that one of those new pro football leagues. You can always do
that. Right. You know, that's right.
All this stuff is pretty much year-round now. Hey, we got the NIT going on yesterday afternoon. The Shockers in the round of 16 visiting number 2 seed Clemson out of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Shocks played well in this game, really clamped hard down on defense. And Wichita State found itself in a pretty close game late going. The Shockers up by 3 with the ball, needing a little more offense on the scoreboard. Guess who you go to? One of the seniors. Samaje Haynes-Jones. You heard the game yesterday afternoon. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull on 103.7 KEYN.
5 to shoot. Drives it. Took a bump. Going to have to force. Gets it away. A 3 for Samaje Haynes-Jones with 32 seconds to go. The little guy with another huge clutch shot.
Step back jumper over the 6'8 David Scara.
Haynes-Jones finishing with 10 points and 10 rebounds.
That was a knife in the heart, wasn't it? That was a fun thing.
Yeah, that put Shocks up by 6 late in the game. And the Shocks go on to win at 63-55. Wichita State has now won 7 straight NIT games, including 3 straight on the road. And the Clemson went 0-for-4 shooting in the final 2.5 minutes. So the Shocker defense really came through big time, and it was the Shocker big men that had a lot to do with that defense in the paint. Here's Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
And we had no 5 men returning. You know, we lost Darryl Willis. We lost Rondo Nurser. We lost Shaq Morris. We lost Rashard Kelly. We lost all of our bigs. So these are brand-new guys, and it's just fun, man. We're playing. It's March 24th. I'm pretty sure the other teams in Kansas are done playing, all right? And we're the last one playing. Now, we're playing in the NIT, but these guys are getting better.
And the Shocks move on into the quarterfinals of the NIT, visiting number 1 seed Indiana tomorrow night.
Shocks. As you pointed out, the Clemson, they weren't very good shooting team that last 10 minutes or so.
No, Shocks certainly did a nice job defensively yesterday.
Yep. You bet.
Holding Clemson to 55, and the Shocks move on with the win. Of course, the NCAA tournament finishing up its opening weekend yesterday with eight more games. You heard a lot of that on your home of the NCAA tournament, Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Some of the winners yesterday include Tennessee, North Carolina under former Kansas head coach Roy Williams, Texas Tech out of the Big 12 moves on, Oregon under former K-State head coach Dana Altman advances as well. Also advancing to the Sweet 16, we mentioned those teams, Houston out of the American Conference as well. Boy, the game of the weekend was yesterday afternoon. I don't know if you saw Duke and Central Florida go at it. Central Florida had a chance to win the game, and the ball bounced on the rim three times at the end and wouldn't go in. No. Duke won by 1 point.
Really?
Out of a team that the Shockers beat early in the year at Coke Arena.
Wow.
Losing yesterday, the team that beat K-State, Cal Irvine, could not advance. Ninth-ranked Oklahoma and head coach Lon Kruger lost yesterday as well, not able to advance.
Mm.
So we're down to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA men's tournament. College baseball yesterday, Wichita State going for a sweep over Memphis. However, the Shockers could not get that sweep. Memphis won the game 6-3 by scoring three runs in the top of the ninth inning. The Shocker offense only went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Shockers still have never swept a series since joining the American Conference. But the Shocks did win 2 out of 3 on the weekend. And they'll talk about it tonight on the weekly WSU Baseball Coaches Show with head coach Todd Butler. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Broadcasting live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. In the NBA yesterday, the Charlotte Hornets go into Toronto and beat the Raptors 115-114. Off the bench for the Hornets, former Kansas Jayhawk, the rookie Devontae Graham with 10 points and a career-high 9 assists. The Hornets have won 3 in a row. They are in a desperate push to make the playoffs. They're still 2 games behind for a playoff spot with only 9 games to go in the season. And NASCAR racing yesterday in Martinsville, Virginia. Brad Keselowski, the winner. Kansas native Clint Bowyer finishing in 7th place yesterday. He won at Martinsville last year. Might have had a chance again this year, but he got 2 speeding penalties on pit road, on a very crowded pit road in Martinsville, and that kind of cost him. But Bowyer did move up 2 spots. He is now in 13th place in the overall NASCAR standings, his 2nd top 10 finish of the season. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
That sounds funny. Getting a speeding ticket.
Got a speeding ticket on press at a NASCAR, yeah. Well, Martinsville is one of the smaller tracks, and you cannot speed coming out of pit road with all those people there.
Right.
And he got caught doing it twice.
Okay.
And it probably cost him yesterday.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to tell us about a bull on a leash in a Petco. That's coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.